Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Donut King by Jesse Janowitz. Narrated by Brian Holden. 1. Yes! I couldn't get out of there fast enough, and I wasn't the only one. When that final bell rang, Mrs. Putnam's entire 7th grade history class rushed to the door like there was free pizza on the other side. I stopped at my locker on my way out of school to drop off my books. I didn't even want to see them for the next 10 days. Halfway down the hall, I realized I hadn't spun the dial on the lock. Whatever. If somebody were willing to commit a crime for my earth science book, they could have it. Andy Hubbard, one of the Ice Kings, reached out for a high five as I passed. Donut boy! I tried to slap his hand on the move, but ended up giving more of a high two. Gotta go, I called over my shoulder. Have a good break. Since we'd moved upstate mid-year, I'd been at Wayden for only 3 months. But those school days had been the longest of my life. I swear each second of a Wayden day was equal to 5 minutes of a PS 111 day. It wasn't as if the teachers were any more boring than teachers at my school back in New York City had been. If anything, the teachers at Wayden were better. Some were even funny, like Mr. Dodd, who began each class with a Joey Bundano story. Joey was this kid Mr. Dodd grew up with who was always getting into trouble. I'm pretty sure a bunch of the stories were made up. I mean, I don't think one kid could fill his entire apartment with crumpled newspaper in a single night, and definitely not without waking his parents. But who cares? If Mr. Dodd liked to make up stories just to make us laugh, that was fine by me. The teachers at Wayden weren't the problem. The problem was the kids. There weren't enough of them. If I'm being honest, this wasn't a problem for everyone. It definitely wasn't a problem for Janine, my brainiac 9-year-old sister. But if you're the kid who has spent every year hiding in the back row, waiting until you got home to figure out in peace and quiet when to use less instead of fewer, or how to find the area of a cylinder, this is a big problem. If you're the kid whose brain turns off when there's an audience, Wayden is your nightmare, because when there are only 12 kids in your whole 7th grade class, there is no place to hide. There aren't even rows, there's just a circle, and you can see everyone in a circle. As you've probably guessed, that kid who likes to hide in the back row is me, Tris Levin, or at least it is for another 6 years until I can legally change my name to Jax. Do you know what it's like to go around every day with a name that just doesn't fit? If you do, the good news is that you can change it. The bad news? You have to wait until you turn 18. Outside, the sky was gray, but kids were lying on the grass using backpacks as pillows like they were at the beach and the sun was shining. Someone was playing music on a phone. It looked fun, but I didn't have time to lounge around. I had to get to work. And the truth is, I wanted to. Working's different when the whole thing is your idea, especially when that idea is donuts. Mind-blowing, life-changing, cream-filled donuts. I waited for Janine and Zoe in our spot by the side of the building. Then together, we walked around back to the parking lot. Dad was already there. It came! He waved a magazine out of the station wagon's open window. You made the cover! What? The donut stop was on the cover of Destination Eating? Destination Eating is this fancy food and travel magazine for upstate New York, and I was blown away when they called about doing an article on the donut business I started with my friend Josh. But just an article. They never said anything about the cover. I jogged across the parking lot and took the magazine from my father. There we were, me and Josh, all glossy, knocking donuts together, sitting on the ticket counter in the old train station where we opened the donut stop. This was huge. People didn't even have to read the magazine to learn about us. They'd just have to see it lying around somewhere. Talk about buzz. Let me see. Zoe pulled my hands down. Why does your face look like that? That's the way his face always looks, Janine said, peering at the magazine over Zoe. You look so clean and shiny, Zoe said. Thanks. Zoe pulled the magazine lower and sounded out the words under the photo. Meet the Meet the Toast of Petersville, Janine read. 2 12-year-old boys who opened a donut shop in the town's abandoned train station. They don't make toast, Zoe said. Janine rolled her eyes. It's an expression. They mean a toast, like when you knock glasses together and say cheers.
Oh.
Zoe sucked her lower lip. She was clearly still confused. Dad thumped the side of the car. Come on, guys, let's go. We all piled in. Me up front, Zoe and Janine in back. I laid the magazine on my knees and then flipped to the article. There were a couple of photos of me and Josh in the shop selling donuts, and then some of me frying them at home. The article took up almost 4 whole pages. During the interview, the reporter had asked a bunch of questions about how a banker, Dad, and a chef, Mom, ended up moving their family to a tiny town in upstate New York in the first place, and that's where the article started. Tris explains that when his father lost his job last fall, his parents decided they wanted a new adventure. Just so you know, adventure was definitely not the word I used. I don't think I've ever used the word adventure unless I was talking about an amusement park. They packed up and moved from the big city to tiny Petersville, New York, so his mother, a professional chef, could open the town's first restaurant. When asked to explain where the idea for a cream donut shop came from, Tris points to a sign hanging over the counter that reads, "Yes, we do sell chocolate cream donuts." That sign was in the window of the general store my first day in town, but it turned out that the owner, Winnie, didn't make the donuts anymore, even though everybody said they were, this sounds weird, but people said they were, like, life-changing. Now that I tell the story, it sounds kind of bad, but this all started because I just had to have one of those donuts. Then I met Josh, and we decided to start the business together, and it really is the best thing I've ever done. I mean, it's not easy, but I still love it. I closed the magazine and cracked the window. I was starting to feel queasy from reading in the car. I'd finish it later with Josh when he got to the donut stop after hockey practice.
"So how was school?" Dad asked.
"Fine," Janine said. "Oh, except Miss Shepherd doesn't want me helping out after vacation." Janine's math is way beyond what they teach at Wayden, so before we started in January, my parents and the principal agreed that she'd do online courses with the Center for Talented Youth and help out in math classes at Wayden during her free periods.
"But I thought that was going so well," Dad said. "What happened?"
"I don't know." I laughed. "Oh, come on. You correct Miss Shepherd in class in front of everybody." Dad frowned at the rearview mirror.
"You don't. Please tell me you don't."
"I have an obligation to make sure that the math is correct. That's why Principal Critcher put me in there."
"Couldn't you at least wait until after class?" Dad said.
"So those kids are supposed to learn it wrong for the entire day?"
I had to admit Janine had a point. Dad must have thought so, too, because he dropped the subject. "How was your day, Zoe?"
"Did you know if you suck really hard on your arm, you can make a heart?"
Zoe pushed up her sleeve and showed us her arm in the rearview mirror.
"You gave yourself a hickey?" I said. "A heart. It's pretty." Zoe studied her work. "Want one?"
No, thanks," I said. "Zozo, no hickeys, okay?" Dad said.
"You mean on other people?"
"I mean on anyone."
"Why?"
"Because just don't."
Zoe didn't say anything. I was pretty sure the next chance she had, she'd be spelling her name in hickey.
"And Tris, what about you?" Dad said. "Last day before break. How was it?"
"A 5.
"School is always a 5 with you."
"Yeah, well, that's kind of its ceiling."
"That makes me sad."
I hate it when he says that. I mean, I don't want to make him sad because he's a pretty good dad, given the other dads I've seen. And I think he knows that I don't want to make him sad. So is he basically just asking me to lie to him?
Think of it this way. I never say it's less than a 5, right? So that should make you happy.
But do you ever think maybe, just maybe, it could be a 7? What would that look like?
Not school?
I give up. Any big plans for spring break?
Figure out how to make donuts faster.
2. We dropped Zoe at home, then headed to town. Janine came with me and Dad so she could go to the library, her favorite place on Earth.
My favorite place on Earth? The NYC Cake and Bake Supply Company.
I had to get to the donut stop to open at 4 p.m.
We used to be open just weekends, but in February, Josh and I convinced our parents we could handle Friday hours too. It turns out, we can't, but let's just keep that between us. The donuts and cream-filled pastry guns were already in the car. On Fridays, I fry the donuts and put them in the car before I go to school. The creams, I make the day before. And then Dad just throws them in a cooler on his way out to pick us up. Mom and I split the old train station. The donut stop on one side, and the station house, her restaurant, on the other. When we moved to Petersville, the building was just sitting there, empty, and had been since the train decided it wasn't worth its time to stop there anymore. So Jim, Petersville's mayor, let us use the place rent-free. It's a pretty good deal, especially because Mom does the mom stuff she does at home, like make sure the bathroom is stocked with toilet paper, which is definitely a plus. She doesn't even charge us for it. Since the station house is on the far end of Main Street with nothing else around it, it helps both businesses because we're not out there alone. People who come for the restaurant discover the donut stop and the other way around. We've even done some co-branding. In case you haven't read Starting Your Own Business for Dummies, co-branding is where two businesses work together to sell stuff. Dad takes care of the business side of the restaurant, but the whole thing was Mom's idea, so I always think of it as hers. Hers and Walter's. Walter is my mom's best friend. Before I was born, he and Mom cooked together in restaurants back in the city. When Mom opened the station house, Walter moved here to run it with her because he and Azalea wanted their daughter, Larissa, to grow up in the country like they had back in El Salvador. It was still cloudy when we got to town, and without some sun, Main Street looked even sadder than usual. 9 small buildings lined the street, and half of them were boarded up with for sale signs out front. Maybe they'd started out different colors, but they were all the same peeling gray now. The two exceptions were the library and Dr. Charney's clinic. The library was the only building on Main Street made of brick, and though it wasn't a bright red, at least it was a color. There were also some blue-checked curtains hanging in the windows on the second floor where Josh lived with his mother, the librarian. The clinic was painted Gatorade green with neon pink trim, and it popped like it was 3D. Everything else was flat. Dr. C says colors can actually make us happy, and that they make you really happy when they surprise you, so he repaints the clinic every few months, usually in the middle of the night, wearing one of those headlamps miners use. Besides being a doctor, Dr. C is a big-time painter and marathon runner. Before I met him, if someone had told me you could be all those things in one lifetime, I never would have believed them. Back when we lived in the city, there were 6 different stores just on my block. When we moved to Petersville, there were just 3 in the whole town. There was Turnby's, where Harley Turnby sold whatever he felt like for whatever he thought he could get away with, which in Petersville wasn't much. Next to that was the general store, where Winnie Hammond sold hardware and eggs in colors I didn't know they came in until we moved here. Not just white or brown, but green, blue, and something kind of peachy. Across Main Street was Rennie's Gas Mart, just a normal gas station and convenience store, which made it kind of unusual for Petersville. And that was it, until I opened the donut stop and Mom opened the station house. When Dad and I pulled up in front of the station house that day, the line of customers stretched from the door of the donut stop, down the porch stairs, and halfway across the parking lot. This wasn't because of the article. It hadn't even hit newsstands yet. We'd just gotten an early copy because we were in it. This was normal, and had been since the FYOs. Back in December, when Josh and I opened the donut stop, we had only one product, pre-filled chocolate cream donuts. But by February, we'd branched out to 3 other flavors, butterscotch, cinnamon, and vanilla. Then in March, I came up with the idea for the FYO, fill your own. Now, just a few weeks later, FYO was all anybody ordered. I get it. Once you've shot cream into your own donut, you'll never go back to pre-filled. But you don't have to take my word for it. Come see for yourself. Selling tip number 31. If you're not gaining a customer, you're losing one. The Dummy's Guide to Making the Sale. By 5, I was completely sold out. I dropped into the armchair in the old ticket booth we use as our office and closed my eyes. I'd been awake for more than 12 hours, and it wasn't even dark yet. Through the wall separating the donut stop from the station house, I could hear Dad singing his moany French songs as he checked the pantry shelves. Gone was any hope of catching a nap. I swiveled around to face the ancient computer and pressed the power button. The machine groaned to life. It had been a gift from Josh's grandparents when they'd gotten a new one, and it worked fine so long as you didn't have any plans for the rest of the day. We kept our to-do list on a clipboard hanging on the wall next to the computer, and I started going through it. Order napkins, Josh. Recycled ones, W.
Have you checked the price for recycled? Too expensive,
Janine. Is that what you'll tell your children when they ask you why there are no more trees? W. Winnie always writes in capital letters. If there were cartoon bubbles floating over our heads with the words we say, Winnie's would be in all caps. And they would smell like cinnamon Tic Tacs. Winnie Hammond, owner of the general store, is our business partner for one simple reason. The original chocolate cream donut recipe was hers. We put Janine in charge of dealing with our suppliers because, even though she's only 9, she likes to yell at people. Plus, she's a math genius, which keeps us from getting ripped off. Zoe helps out, too. She's 5, but she's already a decent baker. I know, 5 seems pretty young for baking, but with my mom, baking ranks even higher than swimming as a life skill. At 12, I still only doggy paddle, but I make a wicked baked Alaska. Since Zoe likes to eat as much as she likes to bake, her help wasn't so helpful at first. Then Josh came up with the idea of putting her in his old Pee-wee hockey helmet during her shifts. No way a donut fits through the grill on that face guard. Problem solved. Finally, the Donut Stop website popped up on the computer screen. Our site's not fancy or anything, but it gets the job done. Calvin, who works at the Gas Mart, is taking a web design class at Crellin Community College, so he did it just for the experience. First thing I did was check our emails. Just one from Riley at Stinky Cheese Farm, letting us know when to expect next week's dairy delivery. Then, I clicked on the Comments tab to see what people were saying about us. It was usually the same thing, stuff like, "These donuts are amazing! I'm not trying to brag, but we've got a good product. And at 4 in the morning when it's snowing or when the sink is filled with dirty pastry guns, those comments are what get me out of bed, or washing up, or whatever it is I should be doing instead of watching cat versus cucumber YouTube videos." Comment from the Chowing Trucker, posted 20 minutes ago.
"Somebody told me about this place because I deliver to Albany pretty regular, and that takes me by Petersville, so I stopped in today. What kind of store doesn't open till 4 in the afternoon? Had to wait around in the parking lot like they were selling Bon Jovi ticks. Almost left. So glad I didn't. Gotta shoot a donut full of butterscotch cream myself. Holy mama! Best donut ever. Going back next chance I get."
I felt my mouth stretch into a smile so big it split my chapped lower lip. Best donut ever. I knew exactly who this guy was. The Bon Jovi concert t-shirt was a dead giveaway. Comment from The Lucky Librarian, posted 6 hours ago.
"Can't stop eating these donuts. You have to try them. Just incredible. In the interest of full disclosure, my son is one of the owners, the business guy, not the baker. But I'm telling you, even if he weren't, I'd love these donuts. And I love getting to choose the cream and filling the donut myself. A food and an activity? Great for kids and adults."
Josh's mom. She posts almost the same thing every day. So embarrassing. I mean, super nice, but still embarrassing. Comment from Anonymous, posted 4 days ago.
"Do not go to the donut stop. They don't even have donuts. I've gone for the past 3 Saturdays, and each time they've run out and I never got one. I hear the donuts aren't even so great."
I froze. Do not go to the donut stop. Those 7 words knocked the wind right out of me, like I'd been flying through the air on a swing, my sneakers touching the trees, and the next second, the ground had reached up and punched me in the face. Click, click, click. How do you delete? Windows shrunk, windows multiplied, a new comment box opened. I slammed the mouse onto the counter. I'd never needed to get rid of a comment before. Josh updated the site. He'd know how, but I didn't want him to see the words, and I didn't want to wait. I couldn't wait. I had to do it now, because every second, one more person, maybe more, would see that comment and remember what it said even after I made it disappear. Click, click. It wasn't as if I didn't know we had a supply problem. I just didn't know how to fix it. Yet. Even with Zoe in the helmet, we couldn't keep up with demand. The major obstacle to increasing donut production? The seventh grade. I'm all for education and everything, but do you know how much time is wasted in school? I'm not talking about cutting anything useful, just speeding things up and getting rid of waste, like health class. Actual health? Very important. Wait in middle school health class? Useless and completely unrelated to actual health. Click. The comment window disappeared. Ugh. I got up and paced around, waiting for the site to reload. When the comments were finally back up on the screen, I realized there was one I hadn't read. Comment from Anonymous, posted 4 days ago.
There's a reason we don't let kids run for president. It's the same reason we shouldn't let them run businesses. They're kids. They don't know what they're doing. The Donut Stop is run by a kid, and it's a total disaster. I was there last Saturday, and that kid was all, due to high demand, we have a one donut per customer limit. Then, they ran out anyway. They were supposed to be open for another 2 hours. It would have been funny if I hadn't driven almost an hour and really wanted a donut.
I jumped out of my chair. My insides felt all fizzy, like a soda somebody had shaken up. I needed to do something. I climbed over the ticket counter, turned down the sink, and started washing pastry guns. Squirt. Scrub. That kid? It had to be me. Josh had been visiting his grandparents last Saturday. Scrub. Rinse. Besides, Josh was taller than most adults, and since January, he had shoulders like that guy in the circus who wears leopards around his neck like scarves. Nobody was going to call him that kid. Squirt. Scrub. And maybe we should let kids run for president. At least kids know when something's not working and say it, and...
Hey.
I dropped the pastry gun, which was now cleaner than it had been when I bought it. I turned around. It was Josh.
Hey, do you know how to delete comments on our site?
Josh let his hockey duffel fall to the floor. Oh, geez, I forgot. I usually do that, you know, but I was just... He shook his hair in front of his face.
Did you see... I mean... Was there something...
He didn't finish. But Josh didn't need to finish. The truth was floating right over his head in all caps. 3.
You knew we had a problem, Josh said as he kicked his hockey bag behind the counter.
But I thought we had time to figure it out.
We did, kick. We do, kick. Don't go to the donut stop?
Obviously not.
I shut the water off so hard the cold knob came off in my hand.
Why are you mad at me? I didn't write the stupid comments.
He turned to face me now, but he was still hiding behind his hair.
Because you lied to me.
I didn't lie. I withheld information because I thought sharing it would have a destructive effect.
I rolled my eyes, cracking a smile against my will. In addition to being a star of the Petersville Ice Kings, Josh is the best English student at Wayden. It's like all those words from all those books on the shelves in the library snuck out in the middle of the night and climbed upstairs into Josh's brain while he was sleeping. He doesn't even remember the names of all the books he's read.
What if I had told you? He said. How would knowing about those comments have changed anything?
That's not the point.
I screwed the knob back into the faucet.
You should have told me.
Josh blew out hard, sending hair flying.
I didn't know what to do. I'm sorry. I just didn't want to...
I know, I said. Because I did. Because the reason he hadn't wanted me to know was the reason he was my best friend in the first place. And now that the shock was wearing off, I could see his point. What good would my knowing have done? But some part of me just wouldn't let it go. How many have there been, total, like these? Why does it matter?
I just want to know, I said.
But I knew why it mattered. For the first time ever, I had a thing. the Donut Stop. I even had a nickname, Donut Boy. There was no way I could go back to being plain old Triss. Please, just tell me, I said.
I don't know. Josh's eyes dropped to the floor. A couple every week?
Every week? See, this is why I didn't tell you. It's the internet. People say all kinds of stuff on the internet. According to the internet, dinosaurs helped build the pyramids. It doesn't mean anything. But this is true. We can't make enough donuts, and I have no idea how to make more. Right then, Dad came bopping through the door, smiling ear to ear. You'd think if you'd just spent the last hour counting cans in a closet, you might be a little grouchy. But Dad doesn't do grouchy. If he hadn't become a banker, he would have made a great kindergarten teacher.
Ready? If we're going to make it back here for the meeting, we gotta leave now, he said.
All right. I'd completely forgotten about the town meeting that night. It would be Petersville's first ever. Jim, the mayor, had some big surprise he was unveiling, and it was all anybody had talked about for weeks.
I'll take out the trash and clean the rest of the guns, Josh said.
Okay, the ones I haven't done are still in the sink. I went back to the ticket office to get my backpack.
Wait for you in the car, Dad called.
Josh hurtled over the ticket counter and sat down in front of the computer.
Hey, don't worry about the comments. I'll delete them now.
He tapped away at the keyboard. Great, thanks. And if there are any,
I swear from now on I will tell you every single horrible thing anybody ever says about you or the Donut Stop until the end of time. Sound good?
He was smiling under his hair.
Perfect. I can't wait.
The second Dad turned on the car,
"Hello, salam," blared out of the speakers.
Sorry. He lowered the volume, then waved at me. Salam.
Can we please just turn it off? I needed to think.
Sorry. Gotta listen to the whole lesson twice a day.
Good morning. Sabah al-khair.
The woman sounded like a cheerful robot.
Sabah al-khair,
Dad repeated, imitating not just the accent, but all her cheerful robotness, too. When Dad's not working on restaurant stuff, he's teaching himself Arabic, or at least that's what he's doing this month. Last month, he was watching YouTube videos to learn how to tap the trees around our house so we could make our own maple syrup. That was until Janine figured out that the trees he thought were maples were actually sycamores. Turns out, we don't have any maple trees.
Ever heard of sycamore syrup?
Yeah, there's a good reason for that.
Thank you. Shukran.
Shukran, shukran, shukran?
Dad's eyebrows waggled as he tried out the word. Every second of this car ride was going to be painful, but I would never forget my earphones ever again.
I found it!
Janine shook a bunch of papers in Dad's face as she slid into the back of the station wagon.
How are you? Kaif halik?
Hold on a second.
Dad turned off the stereo. I shot him a look.
What? You just didn't want to listen to it. She's actually going to talk to me.
I'm applying for the Young Leaders of America scholarship,
Janine announced, like this was exciting news for the entire universe.
That's great, Dad said. What is it?
1 week in D.C. to see how government really works. And you get to go to the White House and meet with different members of Congress.
Janine's head bounced up and down in the rearview mirror.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing, Dad nodded.
Both my parents do a lot of nodding when Janine is talking.
I know. And we get a special tour of the White House. Not the one just everybody can get. We get to go into the Oval Office.
What do you have to do to win? I asked.
Just write a really good essay about how I'm a leader in the community. You're supposed to explain how you're making a difference. I can do that. No problem. I'm a killer essay writer.
Isn't what they really care about what you're doing, not how good a writer you are? I said.
The application says the people with the best essay will be selected, which means they want the best writers.
I'm not sure that's entirely right, Janine,
Dad said, in the same careful way he tells Zoe that Henry, her rabbit, probably won't learn to say Henry wants a carrot, no matter how many times he hears her say it. I turned around to face Janine.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to know how you're making a difference, don't you think they're judging people on that?
How would you know? How many scholarships have you won?
Janine,
Dad warned. Just
sample complete. Ready to continue?